Focus on flowers.
Thoreau once wrote that spring is an experience in immortality. At this time of year, as we see our natural world showing signs of rebirth, we feel the urge to be out working in our gardens. In order to showcase our early spring flowers, we need to gather up the debris of winter. For the blooms need to look their best. But March is a fickle month. As an anonymous poet wrote, "The March wind roars like a lion in the sky and makes us shiver as he passes by." So we should avoid planting annuals until our zone's frost-free date. But we can exercise our imaginations by deciding how we want our flower beds to look in the months ahead. We can imagine in our mind's eye where we want drifts of the same plants and how we will intersperse contrasting colors and shapes. The bare bones of our gardens are like an empty canvas, so we can try to visualize the proportions of the plants in the fullness of summer. We can also resolve to be better at pinching back some of our tall perennials that grew too big last year. Perhaps if we make notes on our calendars, we might remember. Perfection in our summer and fall gardens seems to be an achievable goal in March. And this optimism in springtime energizes all gardeners as the sap rises. More information about this program can be found at wfiu.org. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on March projects.